You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
It's fun to try new healthy food each week, and we invite your family to do this. This week, we chose one of my favorites, cucumbers. Boy, do I love to bite down into that a crunchy, cold slice. They're just delicious. How about you, Carolina? Are you a cucumber fan?
I do like cucumbers, not as much as my five-year-old. He does this. We go to the store, and the second we get into the produce section, he starts, how many cucumbers can I get? It's not if we can get cucumbers. How many can I get? And I can literally, he'll eat a whole cucumber. I just wash it, and he'll eat it whole.
Wow.
So he's a huge cucumber fan.
I want to tell my favorite story. Some of you who've listened know that I lived in Istanbul, Turkey, for a few years. And I remember one of the first things that caught my eye when I watched, I'd look outside, I would see children walking home from school or just around in the afternoon. They had a whole cucumber in their mouth, and they were eating it like it was, and our kids would think it would be like a popsicle or a, some candy, but they were eating this fresh cucumbers everywhere. And the reason is they were delicious. That's what they were introduced to as a treat, as a satiating treat. Certainly it's hydration. But it was also, not overbred a version of a cucumber. It was a sweet, lovely taste. So it is a wonderful, I'm so glad to know that your son is a cucumber treat fan as well. But they're all different kinds. Could you, help us out? I know there's a traditional kind most people have seen, but I think there are others to choose from as well.
Well, yeah, there's different varieties, which is really, I found out more about it once I decided to grow my own cucumber, that you can get specialty cucumbers, like there's a lemon, there's a sweet Armenian cucumber, there are pickling cucumbers that are going to be the little ones that form into the pickling. There are the slicing cucumbers, which is, some of them are called burpless cucumbers that were bred to produce a little bit of a less bitter chemical, and that way it doesn't have as much gas. So there are a number of varieties of cucumber, but when my son was so into cucumbers, and I found this out because we were visiting my family, and my dad has a big garden, and he was picking them out of the plants and eating it. And when he was little, and we discovered, and I said, "Well, let me look into cucumbers. Is this something good for him to be eating, or is this just water?" Because as we know, cucumbers belong to the same family as pumpkin, watermelon, squash, which are very hydrating. They have up to 95% of water, which makes them a great snack for summer or any time that you need some extra hydration. But I said, is that all that's in the cucumber, just water, or is there any nutrition in there? Should I be excited about my son snacking on cucumbers all the time, or not really? And I was really happy to find out that they're loaded with vitamins. They have vitamin K and B vitamins and copper, potassium, vitamin C, manganese. I mean, the list goes on. And they even have some polyphenols and some other substances that help reduce risk of chronic disease. So it was really fun to find out that not only they taste good, they're crunchy and refreshing, but they're actually really good for you.
Yeah, I've heard them referred to as a multivitamin in one, which is very satisfying to me when I eat some. I think, wow, I'm eating a multivitamin. How wonderful is that? And, but let's just talk about the traditional ones you find in the stores covered with wax. They do that to keep it from going bad because they've been picked a long time ago. You were talking about your dad having a fresh picked one from his farm for your kids, and you've grown them and I've grown them, but not everybody can do that. So how do we choose? Let me just start by saying when I go to the store and buy one, my favorite one to buy is the long, thin one that I think is called an English cucumber. It has a very thin plastic coating on it, so that means it hasn't been waxed. That's my favorite. Was that your first pick, or do you have a different one?
Well, the thing with cucumbers, you're talking about the wax, and cucumbers made it to the Dirty Dozen list. So it's one of those that you want to make sure you get the organic kind. Unfortunately, there needs to be a lot of pesticides applied to cucumbers, so they carry a lot of residue on their skin, and all of those minerals and vitamins I just listed are primarily on the skin. So you don't want to peel cucumbers because you won't get the benefits. So we have to kind of be protective about the skin of the cucumber. And unfortunately, the only way to do that is to get USDA organic certified cucumbers to make sure that they don't come with those. And I like to get the ones that are wrapped in vacuum wrapped in plastic because they skip the wax altogether. The wax is not all the time bad. There are some, beeswax or something they can use. But, you know, there's environmental issues attached to the use of wax in products, which is a whole other show. So I like to avoid that. But definitely look for the organic. It is on the Dirty Dozen list. So it's one of those you want to spend the extra money on and getting the organic, or grow your own. They're not that hard to grow. So definitely look into it. It might be something you can try to do at home.
That's really a fun thing to do. But now let's just get to how. All right, so we know what to buy. We have to buy organic, which means we can't eat a lot. We can eat less. But how do we use less and get the benefits in serving it to our kids and ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's making great recipes. And the reason why you're going to be paying more, but don't forget, like you said, multivitamins. So it is a natural multivitamin, multimineral complex right there. So think about how much you pay for vitamins and minerals, you know, the synthetic ones in the bottle. So, you know, why not? I mean, cucumbers, I could go on and on. I'm going to list really quick. They protect your brain. They reduce the risk of cancer. They fight inflammation. They're antioxidant rich powerhouse. They manage stress because they're really high on some of the B vitamins that help you manage anxiety. So when you put those cucumber slices in your eyes and drink some cucumber juice, that's therapy right there. And a cucumber is way cheaper than therapy session. They can freshen your breath because just putting a slice of cucumber in your mouth will help reduce some of the odor-causing bacteria. They support digestive health because guess what? They're water, they're fiber. That's what gets things moving in your digestive tract. So there you go. Cheaper than getting on fiber supplements. It's just eat some more cucumber. And they help you maintain healthy weight because a whole cup of sliced cucumber is just 16 calories. So instead of munching on two bags of popcorn during the movie, why not a cup of cucumbers? 16 calories. That's nothing. And you're getting all those vitamins with it. So those are great ideas. And how do you make it into recipes? We have a great recipe on KidCritics.org called Tzatziki Yogurt Dip. It's probably one of my favorite ones. We use Cabot Greek style yogurt and cucumber. We put some wine vinegar in there, some lemon juice, a little bit of dill, and it just makes a fantastic dip or spread. I like to use it in a wrap as well. So that's one of the ways. I know Ellen has a couple ideas on how to serve cucumbers too.
I do love that ziti. We ate that in Turkey all the time, and now we have it. We serve it with most meals. It's a great little side enhancer to anything you're eating, so I encourage that. We also have that hydration salad recipe that's made with melons and cucumbers on kidcritics.org, which, by the way, is spelled with two Ks. And then I like to, I even like to use it as a garnish. You know, instead of sliced lemons, just a sliced cucumber, put on the side, or throw some in the water and have it just sort of work into those multivitamin benefits work into the water. It's very refreshing. And you certainly can throw them in a smoothie. That's just an easy peasy one. And again, you want the skin. So even if you just did like a cut of an organic piece that might be an inch.
Yeah.
With skin, you're getting a lot of nutrients, so enjoy it.
That's right. Use them for your appetizers instead of crackers. Just slice up some cucumbers and use them up. But if you missed any of these ideas, remember you can always find them on our website. That's kidcritics.org, spelled with two Ks. And for all our shows, come back to RadioMD.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.